Hi, GW Backstage. This is Nymphish, also known as Mel. And I stumbled across this childhood nostalgia questionnaire that Lilith95 posted. And I can't resist. I actually wanted to share and see if anyone can maybe guess how old I actually am. When people see my picture, I get various younger ages, so I think it's kind of hilarious, but so I'm gonna go ahead and start answering questions. There's only 12 that I see here. Sorry for the noise. And so I'm gonna start. So this first one is, what was your favorite animated TV shows as a kid? I have a bunch, actually, and some of them include Avril Monsters. Definitely was a fan of X-Men, the animated series, and that was two. Doug was a favorite of mine. What else? I remember watching a lot of stuff at my grandmother's house after school. What else? Most of the stuff I watch would be on SNICK. Or, yeah, mostly SNICK. So I got those. And the second question, what was your favorite live-action TV show as a kid? So, since I watched a lot of SNICK, obviously, and I'm a huge, huge, mythology and urban legend buff, if you will. Are You Afraid of the Dark was my favorite, followed by Goosebumps, then Clarissa Explains It All, and then Guts, and then Legend of the Hidden Temple. I loved all of those shows. Double Dare, you name it, I loved it. Out of those shows, the third question, which character was your favorite? You can elaborate if you want. It doesn't have to be from the show, just for your intro. Okay. So, let's see. There was the lead guy in Are You Afraid of the Dark with the glasses. I liked him. I had a little bit of a crush, I'm not gonna lie. I don't remember a lot of them, so definitely Doug. I remember Obelina from Are You Afraid of the Dark? not Are You Afraid of the Dark, I'm sorry. From Avril Monsters. I loved her, she was great. I did, number four, I did spend a lot of time watching TV as a kid. When you live out in the country like I did, I when I'm talking country, I mean fields around me. I lived on a part of a farm. I had sugarcane field next to my house. You either played outside, or you watched TV. You didn't have computers yet. I remember my uncle actually kind of jerry-rigged, cable for us, so we had cable for free illegally. Don't tell. And, I used to watch a lot of SNICK and things like that, so it was a lot of fun. What was the weirdest, creepiest show you watched as a kid and liked? I don't know if it was creepy, but it was definitely strange because it was PBS. we only got so many channels back then, and I remember one show that my dad and I used to watch, because for some reason, I don't know why, it was so out of character for him, but he was a sci-fi fan. But he was a simple guy, so I don't know. It was just out of character, but he did. And we would stay up a lot and turn on to PBS about 11 o'clock at night, Central Time. And we would watch Red Dwarf. It's cold outside, there's no kind of atmosphere, I'm all alone, more or less. Let me fly far away from here. So, yeah, I didn't know it at the time, but apparently Doctor Who played it before it, and it was Baker's Run, so I missed out, apparently. Let's see. Which, okay, is there a TV show you watched as a kid that you could still watch now and think this is really good? Well, definitely Red Dwarf. I kind of wish Are You Afraid of the Dark could come back. And in a way, I think it has, in different forms. Definitely with lore. On Amazon Prime. It's exactly what I wanted to do for a podcast, and someone beat me to it. And with Channel Zero developing creepypastas into story form, like into live action form, I think those are really great. They have like that. And there was this one show I used to watch, two technically, I used to watch. Back in the day, and it was Eerie Indiana, and it only aired for a short period of time before it was gone, and Freaky Links, which had a companion website, and then it disappeared mysteriously. So, I don't know if you guys knew any of that, but those two stuck with me all the time. Also, American Gothic was pretty fucking cool. Excuse my cursing there. do you have a TV or a movie that you loved when you were a kid, but when you watch it now, you realize it was actually really bad? Yes, actually. Crap. Which TV show was it? Oh, I used to watch Home Improvement, but don't hate me, okay? Because, like, JTT was hot back in the day, and you only got so many channels, and... Oh, I remember I used to watch late at night when you can only get so many channels in the country because you had an antenna. I would wait till Mom was asleep, and then I would stay up and watch The Outer Limits or The Twilight Zone. Those are still great. Some of them are dated, obviously, but I was a horror sci-fi junkie even when I was little, so... Did I ever cry when watching a movie when I was a kid? Do you remember which one was the first? It can be out of fear or sadness. Oh, I still cry. Sometimes I will cry when watching movies or TV shows. It depends. Oh, let's see. Probably Bambi. When, you know, Bambi's mother died, but I really don't know. The one Disney movie, and I'm a huge Disney fan, by the way. The one Disney movie I owned growing up, and the only one I ever owned, was Beauty and the Beast. Don't get me wrong, I've seen a bunch of others, and my cousins had them, and I watch it with them all the time. I just didn't own any others. So... You know, what was my favorite movie as a kid? Is it still my favorite or one of my favorites? My favorite movie as a kid. I used to watch Ferngully a lot. And I loved it. And I still kind of do. Labyrinth is definitely a favorite of mine. This... goes back to a movie that I loved when I was a kid, but when I watched it's actually really bad, but it's good bad, if that makes sense. Like, I still love it, and it's crap, what's the name of it? Legend, with Tom Cruise and Tim Curry, and yeah, I love Legend so much. Like, oh my god, I actually want Lily's black dress that Tim Curry's demon gives to her. If I had the body for that. I mean, even if I don't have the body for it, if I could get that remade, I would wear that so much. Oh my god. I think that would just be amazing. But, yeah. sorry about that. Did I watch a horror movie when I was a kid that really terrified you? Oh, let me tell you. So, I had some pretty twisted cousins growing up, and they would subject me to horror films. When I say subject me, I mean they would hold me down and make me watch it, kind of Clockwork Orange style. When I was a kid, I saw Attack of the Killer Clowns. I saw It with Tim Curry. They made me watch all of Child's Play. They made me watch all of the Puppet Master series, and to this day I still hate dolls and puppets, and I hate them very, very much. They had me watch just horrible movies, and to this day I still love horror, don't get me wrong. Give me supernatural horror, give me psychological horror, but I can't do torture porn. It squicks me out too badly. As a matter of fact, one of my favorites, let's see, oh, The Wailing on Netflix. It's a Korean horror film, and it is so good. Slow burn, it has a little bit of a Edgar Wright, Shaun of the Dead feel to it sometimes, but it is so good. Was a fictional character, animated or not, your sexual awakening? Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised. By the time I was a teenager, anime came into my life. And the first anime I ever collected was Vision of Escaflowne. I saw the horrible butchering of it on Fox, and then it disappeared and I sought it out. Then I collected it. And Vaughn Fennell and Alan Shazar and Gaddis and all of those characters. I've read some smutty fanfics, I found out afterwards, and yeah, I kind of dug it. And if, last question, if it were possible now, would you have sex with one of the characters from a show or movie you liked when you were a kid? Well, I don't know why, but the first thing I thought of was Tim Curry's Devil in Legend. Maybe it's because I like the seduction of the darkness. I don't know. I know that she didn't want to succumb. I don't think I would have her strength. Or maybe my strength would be different. I would own it. And I would rule by her side. I wouldn't kill the unicorns per se, but I would rule by his side with an iron fist. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe him or, definitely Jareth, the Goblin King. Oh, God, David Bowie, I miss you. is there anyone else? I don't know. Do you guys have any questions for me? It doesn't have to be along the lines of this, but, I'm thinking about doing another one. I don't know. We'll see what other questionnaires they have here and see what comes across. I mean, it is pretty early in the morning, and I'm not tired yet. So, with that, I bid you good night, good morning, and good listening.